Welcome to the Daily Dietitian Podcast. I am your host, Stacey Mitchell. I am so happy to have you here. My goal for this podcast is to break down the latest health topics and help clear the clutter in the messy world of nutrition and fitness. We hope to inspire, educate, and entertain all things wellness. Join us as we talk with experts in their fields on how to feel our best in our own body and mind. Hey there, thank you for joining us this week. On today's episode, we are going to talk about three intuitive eating myths. This is the final episode in our mini series of intuitive eating. We talked about what it was, the history, the 10 principles, and then last week we talked about, bringing up my notes here, the five questions to ask yourself to start intuitive eating. And we've had a lot of guests come on to the podcast and talk about intuitive eating on and how they help their clients have a weight neutral approach and improving body image and listening to their body and everything else. But you know what? It's a lot easier said than done. It's a personalized approach and filtering in different things of how we think about ourselves, about food and our relationship, and really just building that healthier relationship with our mind, body, and food. So today, I want to cover three myths. And the first one is weight loss. We have to remember that intuitive eating, it's a weight-neutral approach, meaning we don't focus on the scale. We don't care about what the scale says, which is totally different than any other diet that you see. And I've also been seeing a lot of these so-called weight loss programs marketing intuitive eating because it's popular. And that is very frustrating. So these programs, what they're doing, they are showing before and afters, and they're telling you how much you can lose weight. And then they say, you can eat whatever you want intuitively. And I put on my marketing voice there for you for that. And then I also see pictures of the person developing this program eating giant size ice creams and then, you know, talk about restricting foods. And ultimately, we can't control our body, but we can control how we choose to guide our food choices and lifestyle. And intuitive eating values the self beyond weight. Weight does not equal health. Intuitive eating focuses on those internal cues and listening and trusting your body. When we normalize our eating habits, we can't know where our weight will land. And we have a natural set point. And the key to finding your natural set point, when eating is effortless and enjoyable, when you ditch those food rules and eating naturally in response to the body's cues of hunger, fullness, and appetite. So even though you may see it marketed as a weight loss program, that is debunking myth number one.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The second myth is you only eat when you are hungry and stop when you are full. And although this is taught, I want you to know it's not a rule. Learning to listen to your body is a process and knowing oneself. This may include eating right after you just ate because maybe you just didn't eat enough, or being aware of the time you overate and reflecting on that situation. Intuitive eating brings awareness to you that you might not have realized before, such as being aware of the cues or something you did mindless. And fully trusting your body and moving on, okay? So a big piece of this is working on body neutrality. If we hate our body and don't respect it, we do not do our best to care for it. And that's a really big concept in this intuitive eating process is self-care habits. Myth number 3, eat whatever, whenever. Giving ourselves the unconditional pass to eat means we will never stop eating. Even though this sounds like it would be amazing, your body is smarter than you will think. Your body doesn't want to always eat, nor will it always want to eat the brownies at every single meal. It naturally finds a balance of desiring food that is nourishing and satisfying. But our diet mentality has rewired our brains to find that balance, and that is why it's so hard to reset or unlearn all those diet rules that we've learned for the majority of our life. Again, look at the kids. When you give a lunchbox that consists of carrots, strawberries, cookies, grilled chicken strips, chips, you might think they will go first for the cookies and chips and leave the rest behind. But when you give the child the freedom to act on intuition, you really might be surprised. They might leave the cookie and chips behind. When you take away the power of certain foods, you might be surprised at the food natural intuitive eaters go for. So learning this process and feeling comfortable with letting go of the restriction cycle can take time and probably longer than you would like, but the benefits go far above and beyond when you can truly trust your body. And the feeling of discomfort in the beginning is totally normal. It shows the gap where you were and where you want to be. And I will link a couple of episodes from our intuitive eating experts. I know we've had many guests recently this summer that would be wonderful experts to contact if you want to know more about taking on this journey for yourself. I hope this little intuitive eating series has brought you some awareness to your own eating habits, and maybe you already practice this, but sometimes we just need a little refresh. So be sure to share this episode with a friend and reach out to me to let me know your biggest aha moment from the series. Next week, we will be starting our first episode in our meal planning series. I have, such a fabulous guest coming on the podcast. Her cookbook's coming out. She has thousands and thousands of followers, so you will not want to miss next week's episode. But thank you so much for spending your time here with us on the Daily Dietitian Podcast.